relationships, sex, passion. With Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Welcome to Passion, a show about love, sex, and relationships. Tonight on the program, we have a very, very, very special evening. Something we don't often talk about, and that is spirituality and sexuality, or sacred sexuality, or tantric sexuality, or I'm not even sure how to. There's many words we can use, of course. And to talk to us about it, we have in studio, he is known around the world as the spiritual playboy. Frank Mondose joins us. Hi.
Hi, Lori.
The spiritual playboy. What does that mean exactly?
Good question. So basically, as you know, like I've been a event producer for the last 10 years in Montreal, producing events around Mondose. And
Let me just say this.
Preface, yeah.
Yes, that these are very sexy events. They're not just any events. You're known worldwide for these events.
So. Yeah, I'm saying.
So don't be so humble.
I think we're the sexiest party in North America, bar none, but some people would argue that. But basically, after producing these events for about 6-7 years, I came to, I hit a wall and I needed to go a bit deeper. And when I was, I traveled, I took a month sabbatical, I went into, I went and lived in an intentional community in the forest in Central America.
What's an intentional community?
It's a community that is conscious around spiritual practice, everything from meditation, silence, to the red path. And the red path is like Native American spirituality.
Okay.
So there, when I was in this community, I saw people really living from their heart. And I came to the realization that love is the healing, you know, energy of the world. Mm-hmm. And when I look around society, I see a lot of like marketing around love. I see a lot of people in commitments calling it love.
So why do we have so much hatred in the world is my question.
Exactly.
Right?
So basically, after all this, I realized, I said, maybe I'm like, I could help people open their heart to love, to more pleasure and all that. And I was thinking about what could be my modality. And as a, you know, I said Reiki or massage. And as a joke to myself, I said, maybe sexual healer, like the music segue. And
I'll be a sexual healer. Okay.
Yeah. And then
for hire? Or what?
Technically,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do that, but I mean, I studied it. So basically, I started to do research and I found the path of sacred sexuality and tantra and conscious sexuality. So I define spiritual playboy or spiritual playgirl. It's not about me. It's about what the concept is. And it's basically someone who has awareness about their divine potential of their time on earth. And at the same token, embraces life and all its sensations in a playful yet conscious manner.
So being really present is really,
it's about presence.
It's about presence, mindfulness, consciousness,
And owning our sexuality, owning our body, owning the vehicle that brings ecstasy and pleasure, without like shame, fear, or guilt around, oh, like because I got turned on or because I lived this experience that somehow makes me a bad person, which 3,000 years of patriarchy and monotheism can do for you.
Yeah, to say the least. Shame, guilt. Oh, yeah, those are around sexuality. You said it.
Exactly.
That's more present than any kind of awakening or self-acceptance. I think what you're talking a lot about is also self-acceptance.
Yeah, self-acceptance and self-love. It's like, how do we bring forth more love in our society? And if it doesn't start with self-acceptance and self-love, and I'm not talking self-love from an egotistical perspective. I'm talking about self-love from an acceptance perspective.
Accepting oneself.
Yeah.
Right. Being good in who, in whatever vehicle, you know, body you are.
Like so many times when we think about relationships, where a lot of people get into relationships in order to find, to complete themselves outside of themselves. Meaning, I find a partner that will love me, and by them loving me, it kind of validates my existence or something
right.
like that. So automatically, you're entering into this relationship from a position of lack, that you aren't already not enough, and you need somebody.
Also, that's built into the way love has been romanticized in our society, right? Finding the language, like my better half, my other half.
Knight in shining armor.
My knight, or you hear people say, well, you know, everything will be fine once I find my soulmate, once I get married, you know, all of that.
Yeah, so it's the idea of always like putting happiness or love or the completion of oneself outside of oneself.
And the responsibility of someone else.
Exactly.
Someone else has that responsibility rather than yourself.
So as long as you're living in that paradigm, you're always chasing something outside of yourself. So I'm just trying to say, have people come back to themselves, shed those layers of emotional traumas or whatever,
the shackles
that take us away from ourselves.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, just in terms of how we should, it would be great if we could all live our lives that way.
Well, and I think that's where the work that I'm doing internationally, as well as with the group that I'm working with, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to discover the magic and beauty of self-discovery.
Well, sexual self-discovery?
Both.
Like, okay.
So it starts
where
with
the tie the two in, because for me, I see the self-acceptance, self-love. It's true that when there's self-acceptance, there's a better feeling in one's body as well, because you could enjoy, you know, you feel more freedom to enjoy the pleasures that your body can bring you. So even in a relationship or in a sexual relationship, there's more openness to receiving, if you will, when you're very accepting. So I'm just curious you've brought kind of those two
together. The spiritual and the sexual,
yeah.
So the idea is like, when we look at where we start to deviate from our essence, ourselves, our true self, it probably starts at the moment where we're shamed as a child around our nakedness, or shamed around self-pleasuring or whatever it is. So the minute that, to me, I see deviance and perversion on a spectrum. On one side of the spectrum is what we deem as like weird or kinky or whatever. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the spectrum, I see it as like repression.
Right.
So when you're repressed from accessing your body temple, and you can't have pleasure because you have this shame paradigm around your sexuality, well, then you've deviated and perverted your personal progression in life. So the idea is, in terms of self-acceptance, yes, there's the whole self-love, but you cannot get there if you're rejecting your body, if you're rejecting your sexuality, if you're rejecting your desire. So the idea is to reappropriate these things. And through doing that, you start to connect with pleasure and joy and ecstasy. And that creates a more love in your life, because there's more joy and pleasure. And by having more joy and pleasure in your life, you're able to share that with others. And when I say share that with others, I'm not necessarily saying share it sexually with others, although there's nothing wrong with that, but share the essence. Your cup overfloweth
with love
and sensual deliciousness.
Right. The spiritual playboy with us tonight, Frank Mondose. If you have questions or you want to challenge him in any way, he's open. 514-790-0800, or you can always text us at 514-800. We'll be talking about sexuality as a healing technique. What does that mean in terms of the actual physical stuff? Sacred sexuality, what is that? What are tantric practices as well? What can people learn from that? What can all of us kind of learn, rather than have to be a practitioner of tantra? Is there a way to incorporate this a little bit into all of our lives? So we'll talk about that, and I'm sure so much more here on Passion on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, talking to a most fascinating, fascinating man, whom I admire greatly, Frank Mondose, also known as The Spiritual Playboy. Check out his website, thespiritualplayboy.com. very knowledgeable in terms of sacred sexuality, has done many years of study and travels. And like, you've been all over the world looking at this, haven't you?
Yeah, the last 3 years, I dedicated a lot of my time and resources to really diving deeper into what is the potential of sexuality outside of an ejaculation or, you know, procreation.
Orgasm, right. Yeah. So where did your travels take you? Like, how and why these places?
Yeah. So my first thing, like I said, I needed a sabbatical from my life. So I took a month off and I went to Central America. And that was more just about connecting with the land and all that.
Like living in a treehouse. Like,
yeah, I was living in a treehouse. I was living in a treehouse.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I love it. Anyway.
I like the pictures. Here's Frank living in his treehouse, cross-legged. You
and
know,
breathing. Exactly. And talking to the monkeys.
From his crazy life. Yeah. You left your crazy life for that.
Yeah. And so then from that point on, I start, like I said, I was looking up, what's sexual healing, what's sacred sexuality? And I found this whole worldwide network. And I ended up in Sedona, Arizona, doing a month-long apprenticeship under one of the world's most popular sexual healers right now. His name is Baba Des Nichols. And he has...
What's his real name, Baba?
Baba is a way of a Hindu way of saying respect or daddy or dad.
Oh, like, I didn't know that. I thought Baba was like a Texan, you know, American,
no,
like, hey, Baba.
Like Baba, like B-A-B-A.
Oh, okay, so it's not B-U-B.
No.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, okay. And basically, he started a school called the International School of Temple Arts. And, you know, anytime you're talking about sexuality, there's a lot of controversy.
Sure.
And but he's a man that really lives from the heart and basically, you know, has no shame around sexuality and uses himself as an example to own or reclaim your sexuality. Anyway, and when I was there in my apprenticeship, I met other teachers, one of them being Crystal Dawn Moores, who is a matriarch in the world for sexual healing, tantra. And I've been studying under her for about 3 years. But the International School of Temple Arts does a 7-day training called the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. And they're doing that on all continents, okay, in all cities. And I mean, the next one, there's one happening in Jerusalem. There's one happening in Egypt. So the International School of Temple Arts are actually trying to push the limits and actually do this sex education, even in the most like repressed societies, because that's what's needed the most.
So this is a form, really a form of sex education.
It is definitely
like
a form
adult
of sex
education.
It's adult sex education.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's getting, so who are the participants who come to these?
Everybody. Like, I was just in Guatemala. I just came back from Guatemala, mm-hmm, from doing that training, and we were 35 people, and it ranged from the 24-year-old something woman who's in self-discovery or who has like some level of sexual abuse or verbal, mm-hmm, abuse or abuse in their life,
right,
all the way to the 62-year-old who has never lived, who has, you know, rejected herself because that was the generation she came into, mm-hmm, and then in this training refines herself, reclaims her sexuality, and uses it as a way to bring forth more love and freedom in their life.
In her life, in her personal
individual
life.
Exactly.
So this is a very, it's an individual journey for each person that does this.
But it does have resonance in terms of society, because when an individual is coming from a place of more love and more freedom, you feel that. So when you're interacting with these people are sharing more love. So and
yes, there's a ripple effect.
There's a ripple
really
effect.
What you're saying. So it's not just about sexuality. It's really about that love that you talk about.
Right, right.
For some of us, it's a little hard to wrap our heads around.
I understand.
You know?
I understand. We've been for so long. Like recently, I feel that one of the trends is that you know, sexuality is taboo. We know that, but even speaking God or spirituality is taboo, and I think that is coming from a trauma of the church or the monotheism, mm-hmm, for the last 3,000 years. We feel that we've been lied to. We feel that we've been manipulated. We feel that this idea of God is like unattainable or a control mechanism. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we reject this energy. So But religion is one thing. It's indoctrination. It's follow this or be part of. It's exclusive. Mm-hmm. So I like to look at things as old paradigm, new paradigm. Old paradigm, it's a guru model. One guy has all the answers, tells you how to live. If you don't do this, you're not good.
Right.
The new paradigm is a model of a social interconnectivity where every individual has magic to share or knowledge to wisdom to impart with other
right.
people. So when we come together as community, we come together as a group of wisdom keepers and are sharing it. So in terms of spirituality, I call spirituality this connection to oneself, this deep connection to oneself where we could silence the mind and feel life force energy flowing through us and know that this force is within us. And without us, like beyond us.
Beyond us. Big, much bigger than us.
Much bigger than us.
TheSpiritualPlayboy.com. You can check out Frank Mondose and his views on spirituality and sacred sexuality. He'll tell us a bit more about tantric practices and what sexual healing is or sexuality as a healing technique. You're listening to Passion right here on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, Frank Mondose, the spiritual playboy, as he is known worldwide. You can go check out his website, thespiritualplayboy.com. Very well versed in terms of tantra, sacred sexuality, consciousness and sexuality, sexuality as life force, all of these things. He goes rather deeply into the concept, right? I think Frank and I have known each other for years now, and we always debate this, right? It's like, I'm like so down, you know, earth. This is, you know, very, I don't know, how would I even describe? It's not that I'm not deep, and I totally am fascinated and love hearing you talk and everything. But in terms of relating to a lot of that, it's because my work is so much about people with sexual problems and healing those problems and fixing issues that sometimes I feel that it's like a balloon that's out there for me, you know, that whole concept is out there and I have to like keep my feet planted to be able to help. But this is healing in a whole other way.
Absolutely.
Not the type of healing that I do. This is a whole other kind of healing.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I would say is like sometimes when we think about where we come from as a society is that we honor the mind and the body as information centers. So a lot of times society is driven by what we know. So we're busy being in the mind, intellectual,
yeah.
or how we look or the body as a physical
expression.
Mm-hmm. So this is the way we look at society. Whereas I'm trying to get people to remember that we also have two other information centers in our body, which is the heart and the gut. The heart links the mind and the sex center as the key towards quote unquote divinity. Oh my God. So taboo.
Yeah.
So taboo. So a lot of religious contexts speak of the heart being the passageway to God, whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it. And then you have the intuition, which is like in the emotional, which is in the gut. And that's what we would consider the emotional body. So a lot of us, when we have emotional wounds or traumas in our life, where do we store this energy? This energy is stored in our gut.
Mm-hmm.
Our pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about sexual healing, it's about how are we able to move those like energetic cysts that resting in our pelvis area or in our aura. So if we go into esoterically, the emotional body.
You know, you're losing me. Eh?
Yeah, I know. Well, do you literally believe your body ends at the tip of the skin, or do you feel that there's
more to it? No, there's more.
I mean, just rub your hands together.
Yeah.
Rub your hands together a lot, feel some heat, and then take some distance and try to feel if you feel a reverb.
There's heat.
Yeah, there's heat
there's
and
heat,
like a magnetism, a repelling.
We'll get the scientists in here. They'll tell us what that's all about. News is next and then more with our spiritual playboy and sexuality here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Fascinating, fascinating conversation with Frank Mondose, the spiritual playboy. Same website, thespiritualplayboy.com. And of course, a texter at 51480 says, your guess is 100% right. On what? On everything.
I know.
You know, I think, of course, you're right. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about you putting the words to something that many of us don't have the words for, even myself, you know, not having explored this in depth. You know, of course, intellect, that's all in there. But I can talk to you from an intellectual point of view of, hey, what tantric sexuality is. Mm. But
my teacher says that we're all tantric at birth because the three keys of tantra are breath, sound and movement.
Right.
And the moment that you're born, you come out of
screaming,
screaming, breathing, moving.
Right.
So you're automatically tantric.
Well, it's how we use all of that. And many of us probably do anyway without really knowing what it's called or
yeah, it's
like
very
that,
intuitive,
you know?
But at the same time, you would be surprised how many people are having difficulty orgasming because they're holding their breath, as simple as holding their breath when they're getting there instead of charging their breath, charging their body with breath.
Well, and for many people, they're not just holding their breath, they're holding their minds hostage.
Mm.
Because, you know, by not letting your mind go, especially for women, that women have a lot of trouble with orgasm who need to be very much in control. And part of that is that lack of self-love you were talking about, or self-acceptance, or a lot of things they have to shed, you know, of the past in order to allow them to do that. So it's not just holding one's breath, but they're really holding other things in that they're not, that vulnerability, like what you're describing, truly, the experiences of the people that you've traveled with and these workshops that you've been at. I mean, there's no vulnerable, like you are completely vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yeah. We're
completely
undressing our souls.
Like completely. Yeah. Like that is at the nth degree. So I think it takes a very special person to do that. Although I think probably everybody is, of course, capable of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's a question of it's like, it's a little bit, yes, but it's a little bit like going to a nude beach,
yes.
You know, it's a little like shedding, if your entire life, you've never taken off your clothes and certainly never shown yourself in public except to one person, that's a really difficult thing to do, to shed.
I have to tell you, being naked in front of other people and having no concern about that and like leaving all that is the most freeing and natural thing. And that's what we're doing with
stripped. Well, that's what naturists tell us as well, right? People who practice this on a regular basis, it's freeing. And Frank was one of the, you know, you've heard me talk about this. Maybe you haven't, maybe you have, but we did a fundraiser for the Sexual Health Network of Quebec called Stripped. It was a naked fashion show, and Frank was instrumental in putting this together, and we had over 30
models,
just naked people. Regular people modeling, because they weren't models.
No.
They were regular people modeling, and people were lining up to want to do it.
Yeah, so and this year is going to be October 1st, and we're expecting over 50 people to volunteer to take the catwalk for one outing, completely stripped, no hair, no makeup, no hair done, no makeup, no clothes. And the idea is about bringing awareness of self-acceptance as the basis of
a healthy sexuality.
And healthy sex education.
And healthy sex education, which is the money that's being raised for projects for sexual education.
Yeah.
So I don't know, how did we even get on that? Anyway, whatever.
Nudity.
The nudity. The freeing. Vulnerability. Right. See, I can go off in many different places. So can we talk about sexual renaissance? What is that?
Okay,
to
so basically,
this is a whole website, sexualrenaissance.com. Okay.
So May 22nd to May 24th, for the first time in Canada, first time in Montreal, we're hosting the 14th North American Conference on Sexuality and Consciousness. This is a program that was created in the United States, southwestern United States. And for 13 years, it's been in the southwest of the United States, and I convinced them to take it to the Northeast.
Good.
So we're having 3 days of conferences from leading professionals on sexuality, love, and relationships. And it's going to be two rooms. We're are having a informational room where there's like, it's more like, you know, talk
where
topics.
Where I'm giving a talk, yes.
Yeah, where you're going to be talking on keeping the passion alive in long-term relationships. We're looking forward to that. That's on Friday. And another room, which is going to be more experiential. And when I say experiential, there's not going to be sex or anything like that, but it's going to be like breath, sound, and movement. How to use breath, sound, and movement in order to get
so
in
exercises.
Touch with your
exercises. You're actually going to get people to do certain exercises.
Correct. So basically, it's a three-day conference, speakers from around the world, and we're going to be talking on different topics from everything from redefining the masculine and feminine for a new paradigm, polyamory, sex magic. What is sex magic?
What's sex magic? Yeah.
You got to come to the conference. I'm not going to tell
you
about that.
You're not going to tell me anything about that?
Well, okay. So basically, in a nutshell, what is sex magic? So a lot of time when we think about sex, we think about ejaculation, pleasure, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But if we went to the concept of the law of attraction, which The Secret a few years ago came out, was very popular, this law of attraction. So what happens if we focus our sexual energy, which is life force energy, which is creative life force energy. What happens if we take that energy and we focus it on an intention? So the idea is we know that sex is magic because it creates life. But if we're not focusing on procreation, we're just having sex and we're ignoring the potential of that magic. And what we're saying is with intention, with integrity, with heart, and with action, can you start to manifest your desires through focusing your sexual energy towards that intention? If it's in the higher good, if it's for your personal pleasure so that you could, I don't know, get a new car, maybe it's not going to manifest. But if you're getting a
What's for the higher good? I don't understand.
The higher good is anything that will support something beyond oneself.
So support the community, support.
Yeah.
So, but how will yours, by having your sexual energy, you're focusing, I'm not even sure where to go with this.
Focus. So we're building, we're making love, me and you, Lori. Imagine it. Think for a second. We're making beautiful, sweet love.
Husband of mine, close your ears. Yeah.
And where it's very sensual in nature, we're starting to move this beautiful energy. And this energy that is starting in from the root is moving throughout our body. So now we're taking this energy and we're just...
I'm sweating. I'm just...
yeah, typical.
So, keep going.
So we're taking this energy and we're focusing it or like through consciousness. So before we're starting to make love, we come together and we set an intention for the lovemaking lovemaking session. So it would be, you know, bring in more love in our relationship or bring through more love in society. I use my lovemaking as the vehicle for planetary transformation. So when I'm making love... Listen, we're going to end it here and we're going to get back to sexual
renaissance. Yeah, we better end it because I don't know what they're going to do in the traffic booth, but go ahead, yes.
So basically, when I'm making love and I don't have a specific intention with my partner, I'm literally channeling, visualizing a planet with more compassion and more love. And I believe that sexuality is that powerful. And I believe every woman's orgasm creates like...
Don't tell me it creates a planet. Are you going to tell me that?
No, even better. Create a galaxy. No, but it creates a lot more joy and happiness and bliss. And what is the potential of having a society that is a lot more light on their feet and a lot more light in their heart? And this is what it comes down to. If we want to bring it down to the ground, is...
How you call that down to the ground?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, being in ease in your body. But getting back to sexual renaissance.
Which we will do in just a moment as we... Take a breath right here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, Frank Moldozé is here, known as the Spiritual Playboy. He's also putting together here the 14th Annual North American Conference on Sexuality and Consciousness, which is taking place May 22nd to the 24th. You can get more information at sexualrenaissance.com. And in fact, on Friday, we're going to be giving away one weekend pass. It's valued at $250 for the whole weekend. So one of you can be enlightened because... I'm sure this is what it's all going to be about. You can text in at 514-800 as this person has done. So this is what the person says. So the word modesty doesn't exist for you. I think full nudity on a catwalk for strangers isn't the norm or the goal. It's ego and exhibitionist. Nudity for a loved one is more valuable, I think. So I think they're referring to, I mean, to our strip fashion show, which people have to understand, if you weren't there, it's hard to describe how people felt even watching it. It wasn't about modesty. It wasn't about ego.
About ego.
It was definitely
was
not
no
about ego.
Ego there.
There was not one, maybe one or two pretty perfect bodies, but otherwise nothing perfect about it.
No.
Ordinary folks, and they weren't, I mean, okay, maybe to some degree that they weren't... These were not exhibitionists.
No, these are not exhibitionists.
These were not people who go to nude beaches, and they're not people who usually practice this, but for one reason or another felt it was important for them because the cause was important.
Yeah, so I mean, I understand the texter's perspective, especially if you're not there. So the first thing I say, what you described, a lot of people came up to me during that day after the fashion show and told me that they felt it was a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. and they felt uplifted and they felt inspired.
Because it wasn't sexual at all.
And that was the idea,
right.
Was the fact that our bodies, we are human. There's no shame in our nudity. We all are. We all come from nudity. And this idea of being walking 35 people is that, you know, maybe the first person that comes out, they're like, oh, they're sexualized. Everybody checks out their body, what they are. But as it's a one body, two body, three bodies, and then there's 10 bodies and 15 bodies, we start to see that everybody has a naked body and nobody is perfect. And that's where the beauty is. That's right. What people noticed, that they noticed how imperfect everybody was and how gorgeously beautiful they were, because they were where you saw more their heart than their naked body.
Right. And the whole purpose of that was really to be able to show that that's real, that's real, you know, whereas porn is not real.
Exactly.
And we're trying to fight that too.
Yeah, we always talk about entertainment culture builds a good picture of what women are supposed to look like, what men are supposed to look like, and this was our way.
And this is what we have to fight, because our teenagers are watching this, and this is what they're fed, and this is what they believe. And so they are growing up with this notion. So when we say sexual renaissance, what does that mean?
Yeah, so basically we know in the 60s and 70s there was a sexual revolution, mostly around the subjugation of the feminine. So it was the breakout of women owning their sexuality, the birth control pill and
right.
So on and so forth. So when we say revolution, it is a breakthrough. It's a break up. Something has to break down in order for it to change.
Right.
I feel that, you know, the pendulum has swung to the complete opposite way of exploitation right now in terms of sexuality. So we went from repression to exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
So the Renaissance, the sexual Renaissance, which I've coined, the idea is that it's a cultural movement with a renewed interest in the art of sacred sexuality and the ancient studies and attitudes that, you know, look at sex and the power and the potential of sex beyond ejaculation
and
procreation. No, orgasm is great. You know, like,
Just ejaculate, Jack. You're talking about men. That.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, correct. But I mean, men are addicted to ejaculation. And in tantric studies, it shows that if we withhold our ejaculation, we can still orgasm. And I've done this, so it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So we can...
You can have the feeling of orgasm without ejaculation.
Exactly. And what is the benefit of that? Life force energy that stays in your body. So you don't have the down. You're much more creative. You have a lot more energy in your body.
You don't need to sleep.
Technically, you're going to be charged. That means if your partner wants to go in 2 hours or in 40 minutes or 30 minutes, you don't have that drop. You're ready to go. It's
right.
The idea is to...
There's no refractory period at that point.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's the terminology, intellectual terminology. Thank you, Dr. Laurie, for teaching me.
I speak from the head.
Yeah. So the idea is the sexual renaissance, just like the art movement in the Middle Ages in Europe, is that... It is a return to the essence and the beauty of the potential of this art form. And we're talking about sexuality. So we're returning.
So Tantra is a little, it has that same, that philosophy.
Yes. Basically, we're returning to like the temple arts. What is the temple arts? Temple arts is this idea that once upon a time when we were in a matriarchal system, system that sexuality was and the woman and the body was all part of the society, of reproduction, of fertility. And this was venerated. Whereas mm-hmm. in this culture, we do not venerate
women.
Women. Well, we do it in two ways. We accept the virgin and the mother, but we cast shadow on the priestess or the crone. Mm-hmm. So in our society, we only accept 50% of the woman. And until the woman is back into our wholeness, and this is the whole sexual renaissance, is about the emergence of this feminine energy, which needs to be harmonized with the masculine energy in society.
I'm in a college classroom right now. Do you? 514-800 if you have any thoughts on sexual renaissance, or right here on Passion on CJAD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
So in the last couple of minutes that we have left of the show, I want Frank Mondose, the spiritual playboy, and thespiritualplayboy.com, to talk to us about, to give us, Frank, just a couple of tantric things that we could try.
Okay, so basically,
our microphone.
So basically, like I was saying, the basics of Tantra are breath, sound, and movement. And when we use breath, sound, and movement, for women, you're able to go deeper into your orgasm. And for men, you can try to sublimate your ejaculation. Instead of like ejaculating, you're moving it, the life force energy okay. throughout your body.
So how
do you do it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, you take deep breaths when you're starting up to charge up the energy. And mm-hmm. then when you're getting closer to a climax, you could speed up your breaths. But the idea is to take deep breaths. One breath is in through your nose, out through your mouth, and you make a sound. Sounding is so important in order to move this energy. So, example, you would take a breath through your nose, and you would exhale, and you would make a sound, and it would go,
Are you going to leave our listeners with this? And then yes, you're moving your arms, yes, and you're
yes,
moving...
Yeah, and you're moving your body. Right. So the idea is, next time you're making love, just pay attention to your breath work, especially when you're coming too close to climax and you feel you're not getting there. Mm-hmm. And then remember me saying, breathe deeper, breathe quicker, and use sound. Use your sound. Express yourself. That's right. The best thing I could tell
you. And if people want more information, go to thespiritualplayboy.com, or for more information about the conference, sexualrenaissance.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
It was great. It was really fun. Thanks to Andrew Brennan and Master Control. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. If you want to reach me, passion@cjad.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Lori, Dr. Lori Petito, also on Instagram, also on Facebook, and you can like my page, Dr. Lori, or my website, drlori.com. Have a wonderful rest of the night. Oh, and you're going to hear the news next, and Joey Elias after that. So I want you guys to remember, life is short, so please take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.